Well, that is a great introduction for our speaker. All those positive songs, because she's one of the most positive people you will meet in this spiritual family. And she and I both had our jobs turned upside down about the same week before the summer began. And we've kind of just in brief moments cheered each other on. And we don't know what's coming tomorrow, but you know what? We got all of you. We're going to be fine. So let's give a big warm welcome to Lori LaPearl.
The last time I did this, I talked too close, so can everybody hear me? Yeah? Okay. Last time they heard.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't need to lean in. Just
okay. So, hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm real excited tonight to share some loving thoughts with you. I actually had something really interesting happen yesterday. I had my talk all planned out, and I forgot it was actually my father's anniversary of his passing yesterday. And the only reason why I forgot is because of this thought process. He's always with me, so I just don't think about the date too much. But all day long, thinking about what I'm going to talk about and share with everyone, because I'd like tonight to be about you. I know I'm up here sharing some thoughts and stuff, but I just want to empower all you tonight to think about loving yourself. And my talk is all about spreading the love, so I want to start out with "Love you, man." Start. So, but I do really have been. This has been an amazing journey for me. And like Barbara had said, I've had my own obstacles. Don't we all? So for somebody to think that somebody else is not going through something, we all have our stuff. So thinking today about what I was going to share with you, my dad kept coming through, and he was quite the comedian. Just to give an example, I'm not sure if a lot of you remember Rodney Dangerfield. Remember the comedian that was always serious but never cracked a smile? Well, my dad was like a really big guy. He played football, so he was like 300 pounds, and he used to have it all in his gut. You know, he used to have a big bear belly, but my mom's name's Louise, so he used to always say to my mom, "Hey, Louise, I think I lost a couple of pounds." And my mom would look at him, and he would be like, "Pretty soon they're going to be calling me Slim Lou." Would that be something that Rodney Dangerfield would say? Or little things I remember today that he kept coming in today every time I was like, well, I really want to share this thought process with everybody because I'm really excited about my life right now. I just want to love everybody. I just want to empower everybody. I just like this transition has been happening to me. I think I've had some major things happen to me, some losses and some gains, but I feel really fortunate in my life right now to especially have lost, you know, your dad. I had a really good relationship with my dad, and he was the one guy that would love me unconditionally no matter what. I had that kind of relationship with him, and me just feeling about him, I didn't feel sad at all. I just felt like he just made it so light. Like, I know he's always with me, and I'm sure, like, from looking around, most of you have been to the classes. I know quite a few of my classmates are here tonight, but my father finally came through, and he used George, which was, I can't even say, if you've never experienced a loved one coming through, it's just the most beautiful thing ever. I never felt love like that. I never felt so connected and so peaceful. And I have a type of family who I could share this whole thought process with, believe it or not. And they were so excited on me just sharing about how he came to class. They were asking me questions like, what'd he say? Like, I was like, George knew more about my dad than I even have thought of since I was a kid. So if you doubt and say, you know, I'm not sure if that was him, I knew it was anyway, you feel it, but there was just some things I was just like, wow. But for my family to ask questions, and they're in Connecticut, they're not here. There is no spiritual church near my family. It's all either Christian or Catholic, which we do practice Christian anyway. That is part of us, but this whole thought process was fascinating to them. They used to ask me questions like, well, does it feel like this? And I go, what do you mean? Well, I kind of was in the car one day, my sister said, and I felt like this overrush of that tingling, warm sensation, and I just had these tears well up, but I started laughing in the car, and I was like, I just said out of the blue, Daddy, with me, and it just came even stronger. And I go, that's confirmation, honey. When somebody does that, like a loved one through, they're saying hello. And she was like, oh, no way. So for me to actually share that with my sister, what involved me, my vibration, everything got even higher and higher and higher, because I'm like, to feel that and know, my whole family, you know, just are in awe. But what I want to share with you guys tonight is that I know that quite a few of you are here tonight, and I know we've been through a lot lately, and as well as myself, a lot of changes. But I want to talk about loving yourself first. I know everyone here is told that you got to love yourself before you can love anyone else, right? How many people have heard that or read it, whatever, yeah. So I want to empower you. I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to share with you. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe the next week just trying it to see a shift or some kind of change happen. Basically, when you put any kind of energy out in the universe, it doesn't know the difference between negative and positive, or good or bad, however you want to word it. It just knows its energy. So one way you can do that, to give yourself the power back, is what I call it. So tonight is all about loving you, loving, putting it in here. I want you to fill your heart up tonight. It's all about filling your own cup up. And we'll get to helping everybody else out, but it's all about you first. So the first thing you can do is, like, every day, doesn't matter what time of day, but think about yourself and think about something that you love about you. And if you can't think about anything, because I know sometimes we're like, you don't want to see, I can't think of anything about myself, because you're not allowing yourself to. Well, then maybe a neighbor or friend said something amazing to you, like, wow, you're so kind, or you're so honest, you're so loving. Grab onto that, think about it, and that person must have saw something in you or felt something from you that should make you feel good about yourself. So it doesn't matter, and I thought about how you could do this, and you could do fun things to make this all fun, because I know when somebody comes to you, the worst thing right now someone could do to anyone is say, you got to think positive. You got to think positive, because when someone says that to you, it's almost like, I am. You know, most of us are, or we think we are, right? Or we're trying, but we just got to get back to us. You got to pull it back to you first, because if you can't give in here, you can't give over there, and over there. You got to give to you first. Once your cup is full, you can give out, and then the energy, when you're putting out that, it just comes back to you. So you could try that the first thing, and I thought how you could remind yourself is you can make it kind of fun by setting your watch a certain time every day. Oh, love me time. And, you know what I mean? Or set your clock, or put it in your itinerary, in your calendar. 1 o'clock every day is about me. So allow yourself to make it about yourself. And who cares if anybody thinks you're conceited or full of your stuff, because it's all about you. It's your time. And the second thing you could do is think of stuff, and the same time when your alarm clock goes off or your watch, you could think about how you could think of a couple things in your life that you're grateful for, that you have appreciation for. So, and it doesn't have to be anything big. Everybody thinks I have to be grateful for the new car or the home. Be grateful for that you have a blanket at night to sleep, that you have a loving friend that calls once in a while to say, hey, I really miss you, you know, or your next meal, or just the little things. You get to go out and buy a new pair of shoes. Well, us girls, we love shoes. I'm all about the shoes. but if you are in that place of gratitude and appreciation, there is no negative. It's just positive, loving energy. So it raises your vibration. Another thing you can do is you can do something that makes you happy. Like, I think a lot of times during the day, we do everything for everybody else, but we don't do anything for ourselves. Some people call it selfish, but I call it filling up your cup. So if you want to do something, and I know with time schedule lately, we don't have a lot of time for ourselves, so it doesn't have to be a time thing. It could be a minute a day or an hour, if you have an hour a day, which most of us don't, but just take time to have quiet time if you're a mom, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, or take a bubble bath, or take a walk, or call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, but do something that makes you happy, because when you're, again, when you're doing stuff like that, it raises your vibration. So I want you to have fun with this and be playful. So every time your thought process gets negative, because I know we always do, like say going for a job, and you go for a job interview, and you know you got it nailed, but then you walk out and you're like, you know what? They're not going to hire me. I just, how was it strong enough? Or you start doubting yourself, right? So you're putting out the energy. Instead, walk out there and claim it. Know it's yours. And if it's not, then something else down the road is going to come along that's just waiting for you. You can't put the energy into stuff that's not right for you either. So what I want you to do is have fun with it. Find a way. I found that, you know, I would give you guys a couple examples tonight, and you could take what I have to say, or you could find your own way. But I figured if a negative thought came in my head, I would be like, wave your hands in the air, wave like you don't care. And you could, well, every time you did that, either people would think you're totally crazy, or they would laugh along because they'd be like, what is that person doing? But you see, if you're laughing about it, right, it's all positive. So you, again, can switch it around to think about something positive. So it reminds you of thinking of something negative. Have you guys ever seen, like, people that sing along, even if you can't sing, that raise your vibration? Millie always loves to sing. You guys know that. And it does raise your vibration. But have you guys ever seen someone dance angry? Can you imagine? They throw out a shoulder or a hip or something like that. So you wouldn't see anybody angry that would be dancing. And if any, or say they're really sad and they're mopey to a really fast song, eventually their vibration and their beat would get up because they'd be like, oh, this kind of feels good. But you don't see too many angry dancers out there. At least I know I don't. But just have fun with it and try to just recognize what your thoughts are, because you are the creator. You are creating your own life. You're on your own path. The only person that could do anything is you. You can have people around you that, and of course I want to encourage this, being in this church is amazing for each and every one of you, including myself, because we're all out to cheer each other on. I'm cheering you guys on tonight. I want everyone to walk out of here and feel amazing, because you all are. You're part of me. We're all love. So I want you to walk out of here tonight feeling that we all have work to do. We're all clean in our own house, as Millie said, including me. But I want to empower you, you know, to just try to make some shifts in your life. Because I know sometimes in jobs, we're all going through, we have an employer who doesn't see us for what we are. We're very honorable, very trusting. We're always on time, and you got all these amazing qualities. But you have to step out of your own way and out of your ego and know that most of the time when someone comes at you, it isn't about you. It's about them. So Millie, everything I'm sharing with you guys tonight has been from that amazing mother that we have, that I just really listen to what Millie has to say, and I kind of just, I walk the talk. I really try to empower myself to be a really loving person. And just lately, she's just been sharing all this amazing stuff with me, and I've been just implementing it in my own life, and it works. One thing that she did share with me and Kimberly not too long ago was about if somebody does come in your life and they don't show up the way you think they should, and while you're disappointed in that person, or it could be a loved one, it could be an employer, a long-lost friend or whatever, but and you're aggravated because you could help them, they're not allowing help, or they're saying not nice things to you, you just get so frustrated, and instead of putting back the energy towards them of, oh, you know, I could just like shake you right now, or put out negative thoughts to them, put out love and light, and it will be hard at first, especially if the person, Barbara's laughing, especially if the person is really unkind. But you have to step out of your own ego, let it get out of the way, and completely give yourself up to compassion and love. And know that the person that is dealing with stuff has their own fears and worries, and that's all it is fear. We get in our own way a lot like that, but if you could let go of that and step out of your own way and lend out a loving hand to somebody, it makes you forget about your own worries and fears too, because you're not putting energy in yourself, you're putting it into an act of kindness for someone else. I know I'm giving you guys a lot of information tonight. You're probably like, what is she talking about? I'm on a roll, but I don't know what's happening to me right now. And I'm probably talking really fast too, because that's the habit I do. But I don't have an accent right now, do I? Because I just went, I do. As soon as I go back home, I hang out with my family, and I'm like, yeah, they all talk funny. I'm like, yeah, I talk. That's me. But I do want to say a couple things about, like, my dad. You know, I actually was very fortunate to be in an amazing, loving family. My mom and dad were partners. My mom got married, engaged when she was 15, married when she was 16. And I think I took the little bit last time I talked. Most of you, aren't, I don't know, that are here tonight. But just a little about my family and stuff. But I just had an amazing relationship to see my parents love each other. Like, they had the ultimate love. They were best friends. And my mom said, my father passed away. What am I going to do? I'm losing my best friend. So it wasn't just that she was losing her love or her life. She was losing her best friend. And my father and mom were really funny about affection, very affectionate, always telling each other they loved each other. I was very, very, very fortunate with that, too. But when I was really young, like 8 or 9, I was really sensitive little thing. Like, I took everything to heart. When someone didn't like me, I didn't understand why, because I was nice, or I'd help somebody else out, and other kids would make fun of me because they knew they can get away with it because I was so sensitive. I'd go home and be like, why is that person saying bad things about me? And my father would be like, don't worry about it. But I did let it worry me about it, you know, and for years. And you know what? That's part of me I didn't really like when I was younger. I was just like, God, why can't I be strong like a rock? Like so many other people, they don't care about what somebody says, what somebody does. I do. But you know what? Today, I'll be 43 in 2 weeks. And I, first time in my life, love me. I love myself. I like really completely love me. Yeah, and the reason why I love myself is because I really am eager to work for God. I really am excited about my experiences. I just have so much love inside of me. I feel like I'm going to burst like a bubble. But, you know, Millie has been like as mentor for me as much as anybody else. But she has fun, too. For some of you guys don't know her, she's quite the cracker up, especially with some of the things that she shares with Kimberly and I sometimes. She told us that what you could do, I'll share one thing with you guys, would laugh and you could have fun with, is that we're out with her one night and we were having dessert or something, but like say for instance, someone's on a diet and someone says, oh, have a cookie. And you're like, I'm on a diet. So you're like, she would say, well, just have fun with stuff like that. Like, go woe to the tempter. So somebody tempts you, right? Go woe to the tempter. But like, say someone really offered you like a sundae, like it takes on so many levels of woe, right? If someone offers you a sundae, like whoa, whoa, whoa to the tempter. Do the cookie, but the sundae. But when somebody tempts you into something that you're not comfortable with, and you feel uncomfortable, because I know we all feel like that sometimes. Maybe someone says, stay a little later, and you know that you shouldn't. Or I'm not talking about bad things, because we can go to a whole different level with that. But I'm just talking about the everyday things that you go through. If you're not comfortable with it, make it fun. And put it. If you say that, it puts it on the other person, because they don't know what to do with you. They're like, what did she... Kimberly and I do it all the time when we're out. We're like, whoa, to tempt her. They're like, where are you? What did you guys come from? They don't know whether we're like, you know, really into religion or what we're what our deal is. But what do you say over there? I heard you, lady. My sidekick. Anyways, I want to like tell you maybe a little bit more about my dad too, because he was pretty comical. On Christmas morning, we would like, you know, most parents would wake up and go, "Oh, the kids are going to get up, and this is so exciting." Yeah, my dad would blow a foghorn on our house. Boop! Yeah, it's Christmas! And we'd be like, seriously? And, you know, you'd fly off the bed. That's in your house. Have you guys ever heard a foghorn? Yeah. Or he's like, you know, 300 pounds, and like, you can't hear him. He would sneak in the room, like tiptoeing, to come tickle on your feet. And we'd be like, Dad, I can hear you. And he's been coming through all day long, so I'm surprised he didn't take over on standing up here, because that's what happened to me last time. I sat down and went to Kimberly. I have no idea who that was up there. She was like, you did good. And I was like, yeah, but it didn't turn out the way I thought. It was good, don't get me wrong, but it's just interesting when you ask upon help from your angel friends, your guides, and your loved ones. I want you to encourage you to do that every day. You know, I know in class, too, there's one other thing I'd like to mention, too, is that, you know, when we have class, people that have class know that Millie says, watch your words, watch your thoughts, watch your actions. I feel like if we implemented that every day in our lives with every thought about ourselves and other people, we would be giving nothing but loving words, loving thoughts, and loving actions for everyone, including ourselves. So when you think about your everyday, you know, and you want to be like me, because I just want everybody to feel good about themselves. I know I'm saying a lot. That's my problem, I guess. But see, I said it again. This isn't easy, by the way. I thought I was going to lose my cookies earlier. It's never easy to get up in front of people. I'm not one to be the main center of attention, but apparently every time I get together with Millie alone, when you share too much, she's like, okay, I'm putting you in the calendar for September 15th. Great. Am I right? Yeah. There's a few of you around here that agree with me. Anyways, I like just close tonight, I guess. I'm not sure how long I've been talking. Oh, see, I'm almost on time. I didn't time anything. I told Kimberly to stand up and wave to me, but I just want to close tonight. I do have these little bracelets. Hopefully, I'll have enough for everybody, and it's You're an Angel on it, and the reason why I actually got them from when I used to work at a vitamin shop. They gave me a bunch of them for kids that are blind, and there are bracelets they gave me. Anyway, it's a bunch of them, but I reason why I want to give you guys them, if you can, just look at it once in a while. You don't have to wear it, but just to remind yourself about yourself, because like I said, I wanted tonight to be about you. I love you, you know. If you ever feel like you're not loved, then come into this church, because we're all about the love, man. So, thanks.